Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The April retail sales numbers just out. Great guy to break it down, as always, Mark Hamrick, Senior Economic Analyst at Bankrate. So in April, rising, and as expected, I suppose, what did we see?
I think in line with expectations, broadly speaking, maybe a tad better. The headline gain for retail sales in April up 0.9%. And as it turns out, there were upward revisions for the previous 2 months. So if you're going to have revisions, if you're hoping for the economy to be hanging in there, which I think all of us are, that suggests that economic growth remains on track. The year-over-year gain for retail sales was 8.2%. It's important to note that this is a number that's measured in dollars. And we know that the consumer price index was up 8.3% year-over-year in April. So I would say that the consumer is hanging in there. They're not setting the world on fire. And this is despite the fact that gasoline prices are high. They're actually lower in the month of April, but have obviously since moved higher again. And so retail sales got some support from auto sales, even though those are down year over year, and actually had a dampening impact from gasoline, again, because there were lower gasoline prices during the month.
Yeah, I guess it makes us wonder how much better would this all be if not for inflation at this point. But as you mentioned, there are factors that are helping the retail sales numbers stick around. Low unemployment is one of those big things. Anything else that sticks out?
So you sort of look at the ledger here, and on the left side of the ledger, if we order it that way, the things that are supporting the economy is that, first of all, the economy's had solid momentum coming into this period, broadly speaking, with both business and consumer spending fairly robust in the first quarter. Yes, GDP declined, but that was because of what we might call technical factors. And the expectation is that we'll have growth continuing here in the current quarter. The job market remains strong. That is something that is supporting workers. It's also a headache for employers and businesses, many of whom are having a hard time satisfying essentially their objectives. But, you know, it was interesting to see that on a year-over-year basis, we had about a 30-plus% increase in gasoline sales. We know what's going on there. We also saw bar and restaurant sales holding up, and I think that's part of the so-called reopening of the economy story.
Are there any clues as to whether or not inflation may have peaked, may have plateaued?
Well, of course, we watch other metrics for signs of what inflation is doing, and I would say there are some hints there that inflation could be peaking, but you know, it's injurious when gasoline prices move to new record highs from an inflation standpoint. And we still don't know what's going to happen with things such as food prices. And the problem with gasoline and fuel prices being high in general is that you need diesel fuel, you need jet fuel, you need gasoline to get people and things from point A to point B. And so I think ultimately that is something that is going to be persistent until it's not. And the problem is that, you know, most of the fuel analysts that I monitor don't see a near-term pullback in fuel prices, and therefore that's another way of saying that inflation has a bit of an insurance policy at its back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.